Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Of the Brian Kelly era in Baton Rouge approaches. And these are three big questions the LSU Tigers need to answer this spring. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And, of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over at SECUnfiltered.com. As we all know, year three is the year where folks kind of decide, hey, this is what you are as a head coach, and this is the trajectory that your tenure is on. A massive season upcoming for Brian Kelly, which means this is a pivotal spring practice for the Bayou Bengals. And these are three big questions the Tigers need to answer. Number one is this, guys. Who's next up at the wide receiver position, right? There's a lot of change happening on the LSU offense, right? No more Jaden Daniels, and most notably, no more Malik Nabers. Now, the good news is this for LSU. I think there is a number of high-level candidates to step up and be wide receiver. One guy is one of the most notable. A guy I actually did a segment on a couple months ago, the transfer from Liberty, C.J. Daniels, right? But this is a pivotal spring for the wide receiver group because these are the times where you figure out, okay, who are our dudes on a week-in, week-out basis we can depend on to step up? When the going gets tough, they get going. Who's going to be wide receiver one? Who's going to call for the football? Who's the guy that we can throw it up and we know more often than not our guy is going to be better than your guy, and he's going to come down with it. Who is next up for LSU? And the good news is this for the Bayou Bengals. It's far from a talent issue. There's some unproven guys, but plenty of talent in that room. Will it be C.J. Daniels, the Liberty transfer? Will it be somebody else? Really excited to see. Who are we hearing about from Brian Kelly and company? Who steps up and who shines in the spring game? But who is next up at the wide receiver position? And is there one guy that replaces Malik Nabers? Are there multiple? Is it a by-committee thing? Is there going to be a true wide receiver one? Or is it a bunch of wide receiver twos and threes, which you can win that way. You'd prefer to have that wide receiver one, but you can win that way with a bunch of high-level twos and threes. But what does that room look like? And after the spring, are we talking about, okay, that's the guy. That's the X factor on the outside. Guys, my second big question is this, and this might arguably be the most important. How quickly can new defensive coordinator Blake Baker change LSU's culture on defense? Bad defense in LSU football, guys, is like oil and water. It just doesn't make sense. Like, watching what we watched last year, especially, guys, and I understand. Listen, I get it. LSU, as hard as it is to believe, there are some areas where they're undermanned. There are some areas where they are lacking, the defensive front especially. But still, I think to myself, I'm like, LSU's got more talent than this. Like, this doesn't make sense watching this. And you talk to the LSU folks, and they talk about there was a culture that was missing, right? There was a culture of when you talk about LSU football and great defense, again, they go hand in hand. And so what happened last year was inexcusable, to say the least. The understatement of the century to say it was inexcusable. It was embarrassing, and everybody in that building took it personally. Here comes Blake Baker from Missouri, and this is a guy whose track record speaks for itself. He did wonders with that Mizzou defense, and you know he's going to bring a new mentality. He's going to get LSU back to playing LSU defense. Hard nose, hit you across the middle, make you earn every single yard, make you timid.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To go up against that defense mano-a-mano and go man-to-man. So how quickly do we see that? You know, we're going to hear about it, obviously, but do we see it in the spring game? Is it something where we can really gauge? I don't know that we're really going to know the answer to this question until the fall, but this is the time now where you're laying the foundation. It's not going to be an overnight fix, most likely, in Baton Rouge for that defense, but I think Blake Baker, I think his impact can be felt early, and I just wonder how quickly Can he take the guys in that room and completely change the culture? Because I think even just doing that, guys, is going to lead to a massive turnaround for this group. Guys, before we get into our third question, I want to tell you about our friends over at MyBookie, because the segment's brought to you by our friends at MyBookie. And guys, SEC tournament's going on right now. March Madness starts next week. You want to make sure you're locked in with the best possible sports book you can get, and it's our friends over at MyBookie. Guys, head over to mybookie.ag, use the promo code SECU at sign up to get a deposit match of up to $1,000 on your first deposit. And guys, like I mentioned, any sport, anytime, anywhere, they've got props, they've got parlays, they've got spreads, they've got totals, anything you can think of. Guys, they've even got a casino. You want to play the casino, you want to play some blackjack, you want to play some baccarat, whatever you want to play, they have got it over at MyBookie. And guys, like I mentioned, we got MLB coming up. Heck, we got golf in full swing. Y'all want to throw some props around? I've been betting a little bit golf, been winning a lot, I might add, too. We're going to have picks for March Madness. You want to make sure you're set up with our friends at MyBookie. So again, MyBookie.ag, that's MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU at sign up. That is pivotal. Make sure you use promo code SECU at sign up. You're going to get that deposit match up to $1,000 on your first deposit. And guys, you can deposit any way you want, from card to Bitcoin to bank to whatever it is, MoneyGram, you can do whatever you want. Either way, mybookie.ag, promo code SECU at sign up. That's mybookie.ag, promo code SECU. Guys, final, third and final question for the LSU Tigers that they need to get answered this spring is this. Just how firm is Garrett Nussmeier's grip on the QB1 job? I know that might sound like a crazy question. But you bring in A.J. Swan from the transfer portal. You got a very talented quarterback room behind that with a couple freshmen, a second year and a true freshman. I think Garrett Nussmeier's the guy. But after you lose Jaden Daniels, who was a Heisman Trophy winner, the expectations for Garrett Nussmeier are going to be very, very, very high. Now, we saw him in that bowl game against Wisconsin do great things. And if he plays that way, we're not going to be talking about any sort of quarterback controversy. But they're promoting competition. I think there's a competition to a degree in that room, and it's Garrett Nussmeier's job to lose. But do we come out of spring ball saying, hey, Garrett Nussmeier's the guy hands down? Or do we hear Brian Kelly say, no, we're still battling it out. It's still an open competition. I think the biggest thing for Garrett Nussmeier is consistency. Being consistent, being the same guy the coaches can depend on, this football team can depend on week in, week out. If he can do that, again, there's no competition. But you bring in a guy I know from Vanderbilt, but A.J. Swan was very good. He was very good at Vandy, all things considered. And again, you've always got talent at the quarterback position when you're at LSU. I'm not trying to stir anything up or start a controversy, but I'm just simply asking the question. I think a big question for LSU is, and I think that's going to get answered, Garrett Nussmeier's QB1. How firm is his grip, though? Is the door even slightly cracked for the potential of us seeing multiple quarterbacks in the 2024 season? Guys, that's going to do all for me. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check us out on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and of course, guys, stay up to date with the latest from us over to our website, secunfiltered.com. Until next time, guys, I'm Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the other side.